happy Monday to you. This is Pastor Chuck Allen bringing you another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Monday, and this may seem a little out of character for one of our Monday podcasts, but in this 5 minutes with you today, I want to unpack the concept of finding freedom through sacrifice. You see, over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the scripture says, by faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Now, if you know this already, forgive stating the obvious here, but Hebrews is found in the New Testament. The story of Moses being found in the Old Testament, Paul is writing to the Hebrews, and what he is saying in this passage is he is saying, remember Moses, who had a choice to be able to live in the lap of luxury in Pharaoh's home or choose to be faithful to who he was being called by God. You see, to sacrifice is to give up something for a purpose greater than ourselves. Moses gave up status for servanthood. He gave up the fleeting pleasures of sin for cruel mistreatment with the masses of the people of Israel. And so he gave up fame, he gave up fortune, and he did so in disgrace for the sake of God's calling on his life. You see, Moses gave up rewards there in Egypt on this earth. He gave up those rewards, and he did so as he looked ahead to his rewards that God would present to him in being obedient. Yes, obedience and sacrifice go hand in glove. Yeah, examples of sacrificial living energize a lot of folks to sacrifice. The sacrificial spirit of past saints, the past people who have lived for God, they give us inspiration, as do sacrificial givers of today. So when you think about sacrificial living, who comes to your mind? Just right off the top, a mom who maybe sacrificed her comfort to comfort her kids. She sacrifices her leisure time to serve the disabled or the elderly or the chronically ill. A dad who may sacrifice his career for a focused season of service to his family, or maybe he sacrifices his hobby so he's able to volunteer at Sugar Hill Church or attend school events and serve on a board. Maybe it's soldiers who sacrifice for their country, or teachers who sacrifice for their students, or civic leaders that sacrifice for their citizens, but maybe even pastors who sacrifice for their flock and spouses sacrifice for each other. Over in Romans chapter 12, Paul writes, therefore I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. And right behind that little comma there are these words, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Paul is saying to us, where is Christ calling you to sacrifice? This is what Paul is asking us. Where is Jesus calling you to be sacrificial? Vocationally, maybe we need to give up an advancement opportunity and status for availability or humility. Spiritually, maybe we need to give up some unhealthy habit for a righteous routine. Relationally, maybe we need to give up maybe a fertile field of temptation for guardrails of accountability. You know, physically, maybe we need to give up excessive food or water intake for smaller portions. You know, financially, you may need to give up accumulation for distribution. Above all else, think and pray often on the ultimate sacrifice of life that Jesus gave us, that we might have life in abundance. Jesus gave up the accolades of a conventional teacher so we could become students of his unconventional teachings. He sacrificed for our sins so we could be forgiven and free not to sin. He gave up his life so we could give back our life on his behalf. You see, over in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, the scripture says in chapter 53, verse 8, by oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. Maybe we ought to be thinking today, God, would you give me a sacrificial spirit that quietly serves other people in your name? My friend, what is it God's calling you to be sacrificial with today, because in that sacrifice, you will find blessing, encouragement, peace, contentment, joy, and a host of other blessings. But until we're willing to sacrifice, it doesn't really matter, does it? So today, what are you going to sacrifice to jumpstart your week on this Monday? Maybe you're going to sacrifice just the ability to blow people off and stop and look at them and say, I hope you have a great day. Sometimes the smallest effort leads to the greatest reward. My friend, make sure you're a part of all these every week. And thanks for joining us for these weekday podcasts from Sugar Hill Church. Be sure to share these using the buttons below on the app or online. God bless you. Bye now.